Walmart is asking a federal appeals court in San Francisco to dismiss a sex discrimination lawsuit. A lower court ruling allowed a class action case to move forward. It involves more than 1 million current and former female employees of the world's largest retailer. For member station KQED in San Francisco, Sarah Varney reports.
Lawyers pursuing the class action claim Walmart systematically denied raises and promotions to women and paid them less than men doing the same job. Last year, a federal judge in San Francisco ruled there was enough evidence of discrimination to warrant a class action trial. At a hearing yesterday, a three-judge panel of the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals appeared unlikely to grant Walmart's request to dismiss the class action. Judge Harry Pregerson called the lower court's ruling thorough and painstakingly detailed. Judge Andrew Kleinfeld pointed out that women make up two-thirds of all hourly Walmart employees, but only one-third of salaried workers. Walmart attorney Theodore Boutrous didn't dispute those figures, but he argued payroll data shows the company treats women and men who are performing similar jobs equally in nearly all of its stores. After the hearing, he spoke outside the court.
The allegations and the experiences of the six people who brought the case are simply not common or typical of what happens in the Walmart stores around the country, and that our statistics show that.
Boutrous says Walmart's 3,400 store managers make salary and promotion decisions independently. He argued that the women who brought the case and others who allege discrimination should file individual lawsuits. But Brad Seligman, an attorney representing the women, says Walmart will only change employment practices if women can sue as a group.
Individual suits mean nothing to a giant like Walmart. They could lose a zillion suits. They won't change their policies. A nationwide class action is the one lever that can have them finally decide they got to change what they're doing.
But even if the case is allowed to move forward, says University of California Berkeley law professor Ann Joseph, it may never make it to trial.
Walmart will face exceptional pressure from the stock market and from others to settle and not to actually have it play out to completion with an actual damage award coming out of the federal court system.
The court could take up to a year to decide whether the case can go to trial. If it does, and the women's attorneys prove gender discrimination, Walmart could be forced to pay billions of dollars in back pay and punitive damages. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Varney in San Francisco.